I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. When you think about American cheese, chances are you're thinking square, plastic-wrapped orange slices or Wisconsin cheddar. The phrase boutique cheeses brings to mind something produced in the French countryside, but it's not that clear-cut anymore, as The World's Amy Bracken tells us.
Cheesemonger Ihsan Gourdal recently returned from a lactic treasure hunt of Belgium. He says he was amazed by what he found.
For example, the Sainte Maure Belgique is out of this world. To me, that's the kind of goat cheese that just makes me stop on my tracks and go, oh my God, I gotta have a little bit more. It's Sun and goats. They're just beautiful white goats. To me, they're like masterpieces.
It was only this fall that Gourdal discovered and began to import these so-called masterpieces from Belgium. He says they break the mold of the old Abbey cow cheeses traditionally found there. Another great example, he says, is the Bering Civite, made by Willy Tunis and his 84 sheep in Belgium's Dutch-speaking region, Flanders.
So I said, Willy, do you know which sheeps are the best milkers? He goes, I know every single one of them, he said. I know every single one's names. And I said, there's no way. And then he stood there. We started milking them, which is a 2.5-hour process by hand. He goes, oh, that's Eva, that's this. And he was right on the money. So that relationship, to me, was amazing.
Gourdal says there's a groundswell of such attentive cheese farmers in Belgium, and they're shaking up what was once a staid industry. According to Gourdal, at least, they're also crafting some of the world's highest quality cheeses right now. Gourdal carries about 200 kinds of cheeses in his store, Formaggio Kitchen, in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Formaggio's been around for 30 years, but it was only a month ago that it started to carry a diverse array of cheeses from Belgium. Chèvre, sheep milk cheeses, and new styles of cow cheeses. He says what's happening in Belgium reminds him of home.
I found such parallels from the cheesemakers to the United States. It was amazing. They're in the same stages where we are. It was kind of a quiet, industrial, commercialized industry. And all of a sudden, these really young, in their 30s, people jumped in and started making these wonderful cheeses. And the same thing is going on in the United States, so it was really fun to see and meet these people.
Gourdal describes these young cheesemakers as shy and lacking a competitive business drive. They have the humility to share.
I'm about to export cheeses to Belgium because they got all excited when I told them that there are great American cheesemakers. They're like, oh, we want to have American cheeses. And I was like, and that would never happen in France or any other country. They're like, ah, our cheeses are much better than the Americans. Why would we even bother?
Well, never say never. Gourdal says even the greatest cheese snobs can be surprised.
There is one cheesemonger that I'm very good friends with, Pascal Trottet, near Place de Bastille. I brought him a cheese 3 years ago from Vermont. He said, oh my God, I didn't know you went to Pays Basque. He thought I brought him from the Pyrenees, and I was like, no, this is Vermont, buddy.
Gourdal says he'll bring the Frenchman more American cheeses on his next visit. And in the spring, he hopes to take a group of Belgian cheesemakers on a tour of Vermont farms. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken.